Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, the 26th day of October, 2023, in the year of our Lord. And if you're wondering what I'm doing, I couldn't find my pen. And that's in this seat, that's a crisis. All right. So much news to get into. I was up following the police communications throughout the night. Of course, in Maine, Lewiston, Maine, 22 dead. The death toll is going to rise. There was a shooting there, mass shooting. Now, I want to mention that, okay? We're not going to get involved too heavily in the discussion on that. We're going to take broad strokes on that. There's a couple of reasons for it. Number one, when you have a story like that and it's still evolving. In fact, Robert Card, the alleged shooter who wounded an additional 50 or 60 people, again, the body count is quite a bit higher. I'll address that later. But the fact is, when you have something like this happen, you know, the first reports are usually incorrect or a lot of times incorrect or incomplete. In this case, with all of the other things that are taking place, sadly, and if you think about this sadly, that could be a very much like a footnote, almost a footnote status of footnote status with respect to the entirety of the news. And I'm talking about headlines like, for example, the news about the Pfizer COVID vaccine. Okay, have you heard about that? There are issues with that. The Pfizer reportedly lied. The FDA reportedly lied. The contaminants within the jab, of course, about the contaminants within the jab. You've got other headlines. Hamas, Hezbollah, terrorists are on U.S. soil. Folks, they're here. They're not coming. They're here. You've got economic news. Regardless of what anyone says, okay, I do know that when I go into the store and what used to cost $2 costs $5, okay, that we've got a problem. Or when I pull up to a gas pump and the gas has gone up 30 cents a gallon, there's an issue. And I'm going to tell you something else. This episode, hopefully, or the next episode, as we go through these day by day, the important issues, this is only going to get much worse. I'm telling you that right now. The House Speaker race, that's over. Enlightening. Okay, now listen, look. I do know that many people believe politics is all bread and circus. It's all just, you know, for show. Everyone's on one side, the uniparty. I believe that as well. Okay, I 100% believe that. But there are things that happen within a process. For example, the selection of the speaker. It's not about the speaker in this case. It's about who was backing who in the exposure of some 43 House members who are really part of the swamp, okay, the so-called conservative Republicans or simply Republicans part of the swamp, okay? So it's a window into the corruption and the compromise. I'm telling you right now. That's part of it. Then you've got, of course, we're on the cusp of World War III. In case you did not know this, I received a call early this morning from someone basically on site, Whiteman Air Force Base in Johnson County, Missouri. Now, they house the stealth bombers. That's where at least at one point they used to. Do I know that for a fact? No, but I've been told that's where the stealth bombers originate. They're on lockdown. The pilots have been told to be on alert and to get their affairs in order. They could be sent on missions, plural, at any time. Where? I don't know. They were not told, or if they were told, they're not talking. I have this really firsthand information. The Biden crime family. It's not about crime necessarily, just about crime. It's about treason. The fact that you've got members of Congress within Congress, within the executive branch, within the cabinets, who are actually treasonous. They're spies. They're engaged in acts against the republic, this constitutional republic. You've got, again, World War III news, Israeli tanks conducting a raid in Gaza. The question that you need to ask, that we need to ask, that Carolyn Glick asked, in fact, it's on HagmanPI.com, is why has the IDF waited so long to conduct any raids? Now, I've got some information about that, but before I get to all of that, and, of course, my partner in crime, Randy Taylor, RT@HagmanPI.com, I just want to talk to you. Folks, pull up a chair for a minute. I want to talk to you about something. You know, earlier this year, at Caesars Entertainment, they confirmed that the Social Security numbers linked to rewards players. And I know there are a lot of people out there, especially in my demographic, who will spend an afternoon or two at a casino, especially nowadays, and, you know, spend a few dollars for entertainment purposes, and they get the rewards card, and you know, they'll walk away with, if they play enough, maybe with a pot or a pan or whatever. So a lot of people do this, okay? But regardless, okay, the Social Security numbers linked to the rewards players' cards were stolen in the recent Las Vegas cyber attacks. Now, if hackers have those Social Security numbers, then it would put the banking and financial life of those players at risk. And I've seen this happen. Folks, I've had it happen to me, okay, where my banking information was stolen. Why? Because of the computer online work I was doing, okay? Credit cards, loans, they could be taken out in your name. Money may be removed from your bank accounts. And again, somebody bought a 70-inch television out of Walmart in Philadelphia about 2 years ago, okay? I learned my lesson since then, and I want to tell you how you can prevent this from happening, and this is what we do. Virtual Shield, okay? Virtual Shield. I want you to go to virtualshield.com. Myself, along with tens of thousands of people, protect themselves online with Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield gives me the security with an all-in-one privacy suite that includes an industry-leading VPN that anonymizes my IP address to help avoid ISP or government spying. Gee, you think they spy the government? Yes, they do. While also preventing hackers or snoopers or peeping cyber thoms from seeing my online activity. Plus, I get identity theft protection. Do you realize how important that is? Internet data removal and much more that all work together to help protect my Social Security number. And I highly recommend Virtual Shield because you can get 60 days free right now. That's 2 months. Count them, 2 months, 60 days free right now. That means you'll receive unlimited access to Virtual Shield's VPN with a 67% off lifetime discount with 60 days across unlimited devices. Plus, access to Virtual Shield's 24/7 customer support if you have any questions or need any help. Similar security suites go for over $400. I know I priced them and I landed on a Virtual Shield, and that's where I'm at. Virtual Shield, hey, free for 60 days if you sign up right now by going to virtualshield.com. That's virtualshield.com, virtualshield.com. All right. So much to get into, as I said. The House Speaker race, of course, yesterday with Mike Johnson being nominated, elected, or selected as House Speaker. Interesting. I do believe that the shenanigans that went on tell a story. Okay, real quick, before I bring on Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpr.com, I just want to tell you this. Many people are commingling, munging, merging, whatever you want to call this, God's chosen people, the Jews, with the land title deeded to the Jewish people, okay, God's people, in Zionism, and the government of Israel. Think of it this way. When we talk about Biden, we're talking about corruption. When you talk about the Zionist framework in Israel, you're not talking about the God's chosen people of the Bible. You're not talking about the Genesis verse, I will bless those who bless the bless Israel and curse those who curse thee. You're not talking about the same people. So when you look back, and I mentioned this, I think, this week, when you look back to October 7th, and again, you have to ask yourself, what's going on right now? How did that happen? Who's responsible for it? Was it, quote, a false flag, so to speak? Was it allowed to happen? Do I know the answer to those questions? I don't know. But we have to have an adult discussion about that. But the October 7th attack, massacre, slaughter, was the single largest day of slaughter of Jews since the Holocaust. And by comparison, like I've said before, Israel has a population of about 7.1 million people, 7.1 million Jews. You compare that with our 330 million Americans, and if you want to compare their largest day of attack to our 9/11, by orders of magnitude, based on population, 30 times larger than our 9/11. Right now, the death toll exceeds 1,400. And out of that 1,400 plus, only a quarter, only 25% have been able to be identified. Why? Because of the slaughter. Because of the Hamas burning the bodies, beheadings. Because of the children. Because of the unbelievable massacre. You've got 210 confirmed hostages, 30 children. And how dare Mr. Potato Head, Oatmeal for Brains, that crap fest shithead, go on vacation, okay, when we have hostages in Israel or in Gaza. Gaza, 25 miles long, 5 miles wide. The government is the people of Gaza. Elected Hamas as their leaders. Hamas is a terrorist organization. Look, Biden visited Israel on October 18th, last Wednesday, a week ago Wednesday, October 18th. And what was the result of that? The U.S., Biden, Winken, Blinken, and Nod. Biden and Blinken and Harris as well forced Israel to open up the supply line to resupply Gaza. But in actuality, they're resupplying Hamas. Understand that. There are 40,000 Hamas in tunnels in Gaza. By the way, the Palestinian Authority declared war on Israel. Hezbollah is coming in from the north by Lebanon. You've got action in Syria. You've got action in Iraq. And I don't know how many people know this. If you go to HagmanPI.com, where all of our show notes will be for this episode. Look, you had drone attacks. We have 20. Did you know, folks, that 22 of our service members were injured? I don't care how slightly, but they were injured in two separate drone attacks this week. Did anyone tell you that? That drone attacks in Iraq and Syria injured our soldiers? Did anyone tell you about Samantha Wall? Now, look, she was stabbed to death in Detroit, a suburb of Detroit. She was the Detroit synagogue president. Look, she was a flaming liberal, okay, as far as I know. Do I know that it was an anti-Semitic, it was a hate crime? No, I don't know that. But it's coming. Even if she wasn't, it's coming. But it's not just for the Jews, it's for the Christians as well. They're coming for the Christians as well. Randy Taylor, how you doing?
I'm doing good, a little better than the people in Israel are.
Better, and the southern border too, which I should have mentioned, but go on.
You got it, and thank you for bringing that up about God's chosen people. I appreciate that. You and I are in the same sheet with that. I was brought up in a Baptist church, and we were always taught that they're God's people to punish, not ours. They're his chosen people. Yeah, they put him on the cross. They said, you know, give unto us Barabbas. I know the Bible from cover to cover. People keep emailing me five verses from the Bible that say this and say that. Look, don't waste your time. Okay? You're not going to change my viewpoint on that. Now, we can agree to disagree. No, I'm cool with that. That's your business. But remember this. One day you will kneel in front of a Jew. His name is Jesus. So when it comes down to God's chosen people, and one thing that's missing from every email I've gotten is, you say, well, those aren't the real Jews. Those aren't blah, blah, blah. And you fail to tell me, where are the real Jews? Are they sitting in a bar in Brooklyn? I mean, what are we talking about here? So let's not get into that discussion. I respect everyone and anyone that emails me. You know, as long as you're not crappy about the email. But I think we need to move on to bigger and better things here. Wherever you fall on that, that's fine. And I don't give a damn who was sitting in Gaza that day or just outside of Gaza. What Hamas did was horrendous. Okay, I don't care if they went in, if they went had gone in and slaughtered Iraqis. It was horrendous. It was genocide. That's what they want. They want to wipe out the entire nation of Israel. And I know in my Bible, there's a nation of Israel. Yeah, that's Revelation, Ezekiel, you name it. It's there. And they want to eliminate them. And we're their ally. And that's that. And it's always been that way.
You know, and people will say, look, they'll talk about the Green Line. Okay. They embarrass themselves, okay? The Green Line, the Green Line. Well, where did that come from? That was a crayon mark down the map. That's where that came from, but I digress.
And people are always missing out, too. There's no P in the Arabic language.
Well, exactly.
Okay, and I want you to think about that. These people were a scourge. They were run out into the desert. Well, they happened to wander in where Israel already was,
but
this is Israel's land.
You and I think you and I spoke about this.
Yes,
the Jews were called Palestinians until 1948. The Jews were called Palestinians
incorrectly, but called yes.
But I mean, you want to go back to look. People want to argue over this. I'm not gonna be pulled into that trap. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug.
But understand what the hell you're talking about, biblically. Yeah. It was a covenant between God and Abraham that birthed Isaac, who birthed Isaac, and of course, God's chosen people from Isaac. And then the Arabs came from Hagar's relationship with Abraham through Ishmael, the Arab people. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they were run, and the Israelites, they were run out of Jerusalem. Then they came back. It doesn't matter. All of that does not matter. It's their land. End of story.
Okay, so, that's
you know, and that's kind of where we have to leave it, lay on the table. That's how I feel. That's how Doug feels. And then you have your feelings. Since we're all adults, let's respect each other's thoughts on this.
Now look, okay. The last thing I'll say on this, when we talk about the, because this is a charged, everyone's got an opinion on this. Okay, the Jews own everything. The Jews own Hollywood. Oh, it's a Jew again. It's this, it's that. Okay, listen to me. Listen to me. Okay, the Jews, with respect to real gods, biblical people, that lineage, they're the indigenous people of the land of Israel, 2,100 years before the word Palestine ever existed. Okay.
Which originally was Philistines.
Correct.
David and Goliath.
Exactly. And then 135 AD, the Roman Emperor Hadrian dispersed the Jews, renamed the area Palestinia.
Palestine. I was watching an Arab guy did a short video, an Arab guy, and he got on there and he said, you know what, the Jews were there long before the Palestinians.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got archaeological and biblical stuff.
He flat out laid it out, you know, and he says, he goes, come on, I'm an Arab. He goes, and I know I know history. You know, and I thought, you know, more people need to listen. But listen, let's move on.
Okay.
We've got
lot to do. All right.
Oh, and I did want to say on the virtual shield.
Yeah.
One thing that's really cool, people, you've got 94 countries that you can pull your VPN from. 94. That's awesome.
It's good stuff.
That's awesome. Remember back in the day, Doug, I wish we had services that were that good.
But you know, you make a point there.
I would have had a blast with this. I had to pay cash some people up in Canada in cash in an envelope that kept me in a string of servers just so I could infiltrate the Al Qaeda boardrooms and get over to their chat rooms. That's one place you don't go with the USIP.
I'm going to tell you, you can use I know some police who use that. But anyway, I digress. I don't want people to forget about the border and the invasion, because what happened in Israel will happen in America, and it will be messy.
The bad guys are here.
They are here. Okay, and I've got
here.
And there are some fantastic. There's some fantastic information. Okay, the mass shooting. Folks, follow that. But here's the lesson from that. Prepare. Okay, this is my thing. If you own a gun, learn how to use it. If you don't own a weapon, make sure you buy one and get a concealed carry permit. Carry it legally. Teach your wife how to carry a weapon.
Remind her that you love her.
Yes, yes.
Remind her that you love her when you hand her a loaded firearm.
That's a good one. I like that.
I'll be 200 yards down range, sweetheart.
here you go.
Behind the berm.
It's unloaded. No, it's loaded.
Doug's absolutely right. Don't think that, I see people all the time. Some little girl goes out on Twitter and buys a cute little pink holster, and she's got her little 9mm. I'm ready to go. No, you're not. No, you're not.
No.
You're engaging someone in a firefight, you really need to get training. And Doug, that trainer's offered through Hagman Services, all right?
That's right.
Just honestly, go to Hagman
PI and click on the link. Yep.
It doesn't hurt to go through a combat course while you're learning to use your firearm. So do all your safety stuff and all, but then do a couple combat courses, okay? Hitting, you know, where a target suddenly pops up and you have to make a decision. In one split second, do I kill it or not? You got to be. That's how you got to think.
That's
old timers like us have been through all that. Okay, I'm not the least bit concerned. You stick me on the outside somewhere with a 45, I'm in heaven. Okay, and my eyes still work, so my target recognition is good. But you have to be quick, fast, and you can't hesitate when you got to pull the trigger. Your average person, I got my weapon. I'm ready to go. Get the training, please. Just do it. It's a worthwhile investment, and you'll feel better. You'll feel better because the worst thing you could do is go to reach for your firearm and somebody takes it away from you.
And we've seen that happen. Hold that thought. I want to get to this. I want to get to this sponsor right now. Trim with Doug. Okay, hold that thought. The trimwithdoug.com. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. If I could stand up, but I'm not going to. I trimmed down. I don't know how many people realize. I was looking at some photographs from a conference the other day that I was at, and I thought, my gosh, was I that? I mean, was that my stomach that big? Look, excess belly fat has been deemed the most dangerous fat of them all, as it's linked to so many health issues. And I was talking with my doctor about this because I changed doctors to the doctor I had from before. And he said, man, you look good. You lost weight. And he said, we were talking about this. But interestingly enough, the apple body shapes or large waistlines, you know what I'm talking about, folks, specifically are at a higher risk for health issues than other body types. This is essentially because excess belly fat grows deep in the abdominal cavity and puts pressure on some of the body's most vital organs. And that's a big reason why myself, along with so many people, are turning to this amazing new substance. I'm telling you, now this is a really focused product, which is thoroughly formulated with science-backed ingredients provided by Mother Earth that promote reduced fat storage, help speed up the breakdown of fat, support weight management, reduce cravings, boost metabolism. You simply take a serving each morning and another serving in the evening to give your body the nutrients it needs to help supercharge your weight management efforts. The best part I love is that you can get 51% off the rest of this month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll receive several additional gifts valued at over $500 free with every order for a limited time. Plus, or including, including free VIP Live Health and Fitness. I'm going too fast. Why? Because I'm excited about this Live Health and Fitness Coaching for Life. Two free new ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat. And you wouldn't believe that, but I digress. I mean, when I read that, I thought, wow, really? You know, anyway, and Top 8 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat. Folks, good stuff. A 60-day satisfaction guarantee and free shipping. Get yours now by going to trimwithdoug.com. That's trimwithdoug.com. Folks, you will not be sorry, and welcome aboard trimwithdoug.com. The link will be in the program description box. Trimwithdoug.com. Do that for me, will you please? All right. Randy Taylor, you're so right about the combat training, but when you see this, you're going to know why, okay? We've got corrupt Soros DAs in office. You've got gangs coming through the U.S. because of our southern border. You've got people just going bat crap crazy. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, so video number three. This I saw this initially on Twitter. I saw the entire video, but it had no context to it. I'm wondering, okay, what the heck is this? So dug a little bit deeper, and here's what I found. This happened on I-10. This is a brazen robbery, broad daylight, I-10, after a crash. Now think about that. You're already disoriented from a crash, and a vehicle with people pulls up next to you. And they rob you. Meanwhile, does anyone get involved? No. You know what they do? They take out their stupid cell phones and they videotape it. Now, if I would have been there, concealed carry legally, Of course, that's California. I guess you have to be, well, there's no laws there, in my view. But if it happened in Pennsylvania, I guarantee you I would intervene with my concealed carry. And I know Randy Taylor would, too. But watch this video three. It's only a couple of minutes long, but this is a news report about this particular robbery. It provides the context in case you saw it and didn't understand it. This provides the context of what we're talking about. And this is why you need to get prepared. Here it is.
New at 6 and caught on video what appears to be a brazen robbery on the 10 freeway in Jefferson Park. A group of people in masks and hoodies jumped out of a van and appeared to rob a driver who was involved in an accident. Fox 11's Laura Diaz, she's live now with more. Laura.
Marla, you know, even by L.A. standards, in a city that is riveted by car chases, this incident stands apart. And as you just mentioned, it appears to show a robbery taking place on the side of the 10 freeway as hundreds of cars drove by and at least one person in a car was rolling on it.
There it goes.
The incident happened a little before 1:30 Tuesday afternoon. The CHP says it's being investigated as a vehicular assault with robbery. But it's the video that's so jaw-dropping. The video picks up on the 10 East near Crenshaw. A passenger in a passing vehicle takes out his cell phone and hits record. That's the heart-thumping clip you're watching. It shows the camera's vehicle pulling up to the scene. At least four people wearing masks, dark clothing and hoodies exit a van. They run toward a wrecked and smoking car on the right shoulder of the freeway. The driver of the wrecked car is seen kneeling with both hands in the air. It appears to us that they are ransacking the victim's car, a brazen daytime robbery. Our eyewitness, not the only one who was rolling that afternoon. Look, a man standing nearby appears to be rolling the entire incident on his cell phone. No injuries reported, but a harrowing event on the 10 East. For those of us who are watching that video for the first time, of course, we don't really know exactly what happened. The person who shot that video is with me right now. We are going to shield his identity. You're just going to hear his voice. Tell us, it appears to us that they had an accident on purpose so that they could rob that person. What did you see?
To be honest, I was just on the freeway going 10 East, and I just got done selling two iPhones when I seen a black sedan fly right past me. But the only thing is, his front passenger tire, it was done. It was toast. But he was fighting for his life, and he kept going. So I was in my slower Toyota, so I was actually trying to catch up to them. And it looks like I was able to catch up to them because they caused a collision. It was about two or three cars. I don't know exactly. When I got there, I stopped. I recorded. And I only thought it was two cars, but it was, turns out it was a lot more people involved.
Okay, quickly then, you're saying that they were chasing him. It was a pursuit. Then when they got him off to the side of the freeway, they held him up. Were guns involved?
No guns. No guns. I see no guns.
Of course not.
The guy holding his hand straight up in the air, it looks really terrifying, like perhaps he had a weapon directed at him. Maybe
only
he knew
the
assailant.
Gun. You can cut that off. Watch the other 5 seconds on HagmanPI.com. But RT, what do you think of that? I mean, because it's coming here. I mean, it's here.
Nothing. It's nothing that one fall club wouldn't have solved.
What? I didn't catch that. Say that again.
I said there's nothing that one full clip wouldn't have solved.
Exactly. One magazine of... yes. Yes. I'm going to tell
you... In fact, if you just shot one of them, the rest of them would have split.
God bless you, Eric the Tech, and he sneezed. And in case you heard that. Yes. Yes. This is why I believe, like you stressed, we need to train.
And who was the guy directing traffic? He's back there filming and pointing like, hey, you forgot that. And what was that about?
You know, I would have them all. I would have them all muzzled. Okay. Because I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that guy's got some explaining to do. It's just very odd standing there and pointing at something like trying to direct them. Like he was trying to direct the assailants.
And there he is on the screen there. Yeah, where did he come from? Who is he? And why is he not being molested by the people who are doing the robbing?
You would think that they would be after him.
I would think. kicking the phone out of it. I mean, if they're going to rob this guy that on his knees, they could easily take care of him, right? But
yeah, but this is getting more and more common, Doug.
Oh yeah,
so we're seeing this in all kinds of video clips. People being pulled out of their cars, assaulted. People being assaulted in their cars. I know with this Palestinian stuff up in Canada, and this is a fact, they were going door to door asking if Jews live there.
Yeah.
I should think about how terrifying that would be. A mass of Palestinians or supporters of Palestine show up on your property at your front door, and because of a thing that you have over your door, there was some kind of deal. I don't know the Jewish tradition, but their son was over their door, and they wanted to know if there were Jews living there. And they were doing this all over Toronto.
Unbelievable.
And you've got to be kidding me. And the unions in Toronto, Teachers Union, QP, and the other unions are in full support of the Palestinians, which if you're in full support of the Palestinians, you're in full support of Hamas.
Yeah.
Don't give me, I am so tired of this crybaby Palestinian crap. Oh, you know, Hamas just comes in and takes over and all. You know what? Do something about it. It isn't like you guys don't have AK-47s, grenades, and all that. And we got tons of videos where they're going back into Gaza, Hamas is, in vehicles, being cheered and revered by the Palestinian people. So spare me.
You know, I am.
I don't give a damn about them, Doug. I really don't. I could care less.
You cannot.
They need to leave Israel alone. Let them do whatever they think they need to do. If they're wrong, they'll pay the consequences. But Biden, shut up.
Exactly. Thank you.
Country. It's not your country, potato head.
Thank you,
Mr. Potato Head
to you. That's right. But you cannot, in this case, with it's shameful. The media apologetic, and actually, in one case, and I got a video here. If we don't show it today, I'm going to show it tomorrow because it's a gift that keeps on giving, as they say. Where the media is extolling the virtues of how Hamas is actually treating the hostages well. Are you out of your flipping mind? Okay, and any anti-Israel person, look, for whatever reason, okay, I'm not making excuses for the bad government of Israel. The government of Israel to me is sewage, like it is here in the U.S., okay? I get that.
It's just like here in the U.S. You can hate Israel just like you can hate the government here. Doesn't make the people bad.
Exactly. Thank you. But I am so sick and tired of these, oh, well, Hamas, they gave the hostages water. Well, what the hell? For the love of God. Seriously, for the love of everything that's holy, what is the freaking, what's your problem? Not yours. I want to show, in fact, let me see.
Show it today and tomorrow. Show it today and tomorrow.
Go ahead.
They also gave a missile to a hospital.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hamas, by the way, accused Israel of bombing a hospital. They didn't. It was a errant Hamas rocket that landed in the parking lot. Go ahead.
And the one thing that proves it, if Israel had fired it, it would have leveled the hospital because they hit their targets.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I knew when I heard of it, it was a Hamas-fired Katyusha rocket.
And you could tell by the damage.
Yes. Yes. And honestly, I don't think as many people were hurt in the hospital as they're saying. It landed in the parking lot.
Right.
But they gave someone water.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, let's get the trophies out, right, Eric?
In fact, let's pull.
Eric, we need to get some medals out for the guy that delivered the water.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you.
Good point. Good point, Eric.
Maybe YouTube can send him a plaque.
There you go.
Hey.
Unbelievable. The You know what? And they're still, I'm going to tell you right now, Palestine is full steam ahead with Pallywood. We used to laugh about this.
That's true.
And my wife sent me a clip, and I need to send it to you. This one particular guy appearing in all these little clips all over Palestine, all over Gaza.
All over Jordan.
While you're queuing up, I'll see if I can find that. All right.
Yeah, because, folks, you got to see this. Pallywood.
We used to laugh our butts off about that.
All right, this is video 8. Okay, this is a puke fest. I think this might be from Bongino. I'm not sure. Okay, yeah, he compiled or he isolated this clip from CNN. Watch this. This is from CNN via Bongino. Here it is.
This just popped across my screen. This is CNN covering the hostages and the release of the hostages that were taken by these Hamas animals that shot point blank young girls, boys, grandmas, gouged eyeballs out. This is their own video, by the way. Beheading people with shovels. Shovel. Shovel. Here's CNN describing how, don't worry, like they take care of the hostages and stuff, like water, you know, water and stuff. Take a listen.
You know, also, Poppy, some things stand out in their... the mundane necessity, right? You're talking about tunnels. We know these tunnels have ventilation. We know that they've been known to have air conditioning. This has all been reporting that we've heard from the Israelis over the years. But the fact that she's saying she was held underground for more than 2 weeks, that there was shampoo, there was antibiotics, there was a guard per hostage in the experience she had, that there were medics and paramedics. And obviously she is elderly. The other woman who was released also elderly and had medical needs, and that they had the medicine needed. And if not, something similar to replace it. It is pretty stunning because you've got to contrast that with what's happening above the ground, right? Where there isn't water, never mind shampoo. Okay, they don't have water. They're using toilet water. There is no morphine for any kind of amputations. Antibiotics, no, right? But Hamas had stockpiled all of that and has all of that underground. And that's what we're learning from her.
Yeah, and to that point, Aaron, and I want to play the sound from her on this because it gets at just how prepared they were for taking hostages.
You can't un-F some people's minds, folks. Why you would even air that? It's just unfathomable. Oh, they have shampoo. Really? Oh, they have shampoo? And you know what? They have antibiotics. Why would they need antibiotics? Oh, because their legs were nearly blown off by a grenade, so they only have a little shred hanging left. Oh, they have morphine, too. Why would they need that? Well, we shot them in the pelvis, and they've been bleeding out for a week. Oh, okay. As long as they got shampoo. Is it Prel? Like, does it have the conditioner built in? Is it the Pantene? What about if they have Frizz? Is there like Frizzy's treatment too in the tunnels? He said it right. Sounds like a vacation spot. Shampoo. Room service. Yeah, call it right in. And they're like, and they get water. Water. Like, oh wow, water. That's so nice. And what's it? It's really, yeah. Don't steal the soap, right? These are our towels. Hamas, don't steal these. This actually aired on CNN. That was a clip from the Dan Bongino show.
All right. Yeah. RT, what do you think of that, huh?
Well, I know it's crap because I've seen the videos where, and Israel has said it too, where Palestinians are right there with their water jugs filling up. They have access to water, and it's not toilet water. It's drinking water. It's in buildings that are still standing, okay? May not be many of those. However, they have drinking water. This only 10% have it.
Referencing the Hamas I'm going to say Hamas civilians because again, in this case,
they have water. Yeah, they have water in Gaza. It's a lie.
Wait a second. The way that the media talked, the CNN talked about the treatment of the hostages, they prepared for them. They had morphine, you know, they had drugs there. They had this there, that there. Are you kidding me? What the hell are you, what are you smoking and drinking?
We supplied it indirectly.
More or less, yeah.
Any of the money in that region is coming from us. and from and Iran. There's only two players. It isn't like Lebanon's doing anything. Egypt isn't supplying them. But this is crap. And they have taken funds, misdirected them. I mean, who the hell would hand Iran $6 billion anyway? What? It's like that monkey Obama when he was in office, when he sent over pallets of cash. I don't care what the reason is. I don't care if we stole it from them personally. Don't ever give them money. Don't ever give Iran money. Period. End of story.
Iran and Qatar, whatever, how you pronounce that. The biggest financiers of both Hezbollah and, Hezbollah from Iran and Qatar to Hamas. But now you got some money from Iran to through Hezbollah to Hamas. Mm-hmm. They're teaming up.
Did you see what's going on with Qatar? What they sentenced those eight East Indian guys, yes, that they grabbed and said that they were spies. They, yes, were retired guys. Said they were spies. They were working for a company in Qatar. They've sentenced those guys to death.
Yes.
And I'll tell you right now, India, as we know it, could step on Qatar overnight. India is a powerful nation, a very patient nation. But that's not just somebody you get. I'm surprised, and I don't understand killing spies anyway because they're doing their jobs. It's one thing if it's your person turned on you and is spying. But if we catch a Russian in the United States, you grab them, you stick them in a jail, and you hold on to them until we need to trade them for an American that gets caught. I never understood this, shooting a spy for doing what he does.
Well, now, the only my only thumbs up to that would be is if somebody's spying, who's an American citizen spying against our country.
Bingo. That's what I'm saying. It's a turncoat.
Yeah.
If it's a turncoat, I'd take him out back and shoot him.
And it's been done.
Yeah.
All right.
But when people, that's what they do for a living, and then they come into your country and they get caught spying, it means you need to up your game.
Yeah, exactly. Shut the frigging borders, too, by the way.
Yeah, bingo. Why not? Did y'all give them a car ride in? You know, this is nuts.
Oh, it's crazy.
The Palestinians have water. Hamas has water. And they did nothing impressive with the hostages. Those people are so glad. And you got to watch when these networks and their people are on the field question them. They lead them in the questions.
Of course.
Watch that.
Yeah.
You got to watch that. They lead them, and they actually get them to say damn near exactly what they want to say. I mean, bear in mind, these people have been in a hole in the ground for the last 2 weeks, thinking they were going to die any minute. They would be very easy to lead in questioning.
And we do have, we to counter that video, we've got another video, actually, believe it or not, from Anderson Cooper. And I think it could very well be from Bongino. Maybe not. Maybe it could be from Ben. I'm not sure where it's from.
But I love that Bongino guy, man.
I'll tell you what, he knows. But before we get to that, you know, folks, I want to talk to you. Earlier, I was talking about Trim with Doug and a specific product. But I want to talk to you about Health with Doug, okay? I'm telling you right now, Health with Doug. You know, did you know that one of the leading reasons... And I'm not making this up. My wife and I had this conversation because she said, you know, your one arm looks a little bit funky. Okay, one of the leading reasons skin begins to sag and form wrinkles isn't necessarily because of old age, but because our bodies are missing out on essential collagen. And the more I dug into this, the more I learned about this. You see, we produce 10% less collagen every decade once we hit 30. In Randy Taylor years, that's, you're out of collagen. I'm kidding. But seriously, 10% less collagen every decade once we hit 30. And that's a major, major reason behind those pesky wrinkles. Adding just a little collagen to your diet can have noticeable effects for your skin and youthfulness, preferably the sooner the better. I wish I would have found this product a lot earlier. I'm going to tell you, that's why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, have turned to the cutting edge new substance to help reduce visible signs of aging. It uses the top five most researched types of collagen, which is essential for skin health to support skin elasticity and skin hydration. That's something that I was lacking, according to my doctor. And this helps. These five collagen types, now I'm not making any medical claims, I'm just telling you the way it is. These five collagen types are difficult to find on their own, but they're all included in every scoop. Just mix a serving with your favorite morning drink to give skin the building blocks it needs to reignite a youthful glow. The best part I love, you get 53%, that's more than half off, for the rest of the month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts valued at over, yes, $500 free with every order for a limited time, including free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life. I'm telling you, that in itself is amazing. Okay, you'll be surprised by what you find out in that. A free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. And when I read through that, because I did, I thought, wow, am I doing things wrong? I had to change. A 60-day satisfaction guarantee with free shipping. Folks, get yours now by going to healthwithdoug.com. That's healthwithdoug.com. You won't regret it. All right, folks. I appreciate your patience with me. And I want to say Randy Taylor is with me. Now, Randy, we were talking about the way the media was talking about the hostages in Israel. Episode though, what's Israel waiting for? Do you think the ground forces not going in fully into Gaza? Do you have an opinion?
At first, I thought it was they're waiting for that the Eisenhower fleet, the aircraft carrier Eisenhower. I think they were waiting for that to get in position. Now, supposedly it's in the Mediterranean Sea. That's a big place, Mediterranean Sea. I don't know if they're waiting for it to be in closer, because it's a pretty good distance to fly to hit Iran, you know, from way out in the Mediterranean. You know what I'm saying? When you look at the map on there.
Yeah.
The other fleet with the Gerald Ford, I don't know the number of the fleet, 6th Fleet or whatever. But they're the ones that are sitting up there right off the coast of Israel, basically. They could hit Iran, I'm fairly certain. Down, the other guys, though, they're down considerably. Down further, I thought maybe that's what they're waiting for. I don't know. Israel needs to be real careful. I know they got 300,000 troops plus ready to go. They need to separate them, spread them out. Because as soon as they go into Gaza, as soon as they go in physically on foot and with armor, Hezbollah is going to step it up. And I honestly think there'll be problems with Syria along that border. And, of course, Iran right behind it. I think this is going to get really messy really fast. And if the U.S. does respond, they need to make it fatal fast.
No
dicking around, playing around. We need to do war the old-fashioned way.
Which is to kill people and break things, right? I mean,
In World War II, we bombed cities. We flattened them.
Right.
We beat Berlin. We beat Berlin. Look at Germany, what we did with airplanes. We weren't sitting around going, oh, there's a little girl sitting outside that house down there. No.
Now, do you feel okay? Now, because you're going to get emails about that statement.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
You know what? I'm stuck in my ways. I believe in doing business the old fashioned way.
Okay.
I not go after civilians in particular, but I'm not going to halt a whole military operation over one.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you another question. Because I'm going to interview you now here, based on what you said. Did you happen to see Tucker Carlson's interview with Douglas McGregor, Colonel Douglas McGregor?
No, I did not, sir. I haven't had a chance.
In that interview, and folks, I don't know if you happen to see it, the next episode, because we're running short on time, next episode, I want to see if I can find that for the next episode and play a segment of that, because he mentions the U.S. Special Forces going into Gaza and suffering losses. Okay, now, it ran by, he stated that Tucker Carlson really didn't, I don't remember him following up on that or following through with that.
McGregor was saying that we had already sent Special Forces in?
Yes, contemporaneous to this operation.
I heard something, but and it was almost funny, like they were referring to, it's almost like they're talking about like Army, like Green Berets, Delta type.
Right.
Not necessarily SEALs.
Well, Special Forces, whatever type. Yeah.
I heard a blurb of on that. Well, that would make a difference. I would be very curious, because that would tell us who else is operating in the area. Does the U.S. Army, did we fly troops in somewhere?
Good point.
You know, we could, Navy SEAL, we could write off the carriers. There's usually a contingent on the carrier. So that would be very interesting to know.
Okay.
I'm looking that up too.
Yeah, I believe it was the last interview with Tucker Carlson. But, we're covering a lot of ground here. First of all, the other thing we can't forget is what's happening here on a global scale. We're talking, obviously, about regional war and world war. But we cannot forget what the weaponized agencies of the U.S. are doing to the American people. Owen Schroyer was tossed in solitary confinement. You say a prayer for Owen, a friend of mine, and he was tossed in solitary confinement in federal prison under the pretext of, well, it's a COVID thing. Okay, what a bunch of crap.
We seem to be heading to war with Iran.
Yes, okay, that's the interview, by the way. You hold that, and we're going to play that, you and I. Can you come back for the next episode?
You know, absolutely. Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. I had appointments, but they're done. My wife's already taking care of them.
Okay. All right. Good. Because I will be.
There's a lot of ground to cover here. It's like it's never enough time to cover everything.
I know. And folks, Eric the Tech, real quick, this is not an excuse. This is a reason. If you're saying, well, wait a second, why can't you do another, a couple of segments? Do you have that? This is what Eric the Tech, myself, and other members of this organization were involved with the last several days. I don't know if you can put that on the screen. That man right there, that's Craig Sawyer. All right. And that is inside of a house in pre-operational planning and training, so we don't shoot each other. Okay. Because that's in Ohio. Vets for Child Rescue Shatter Ops. We are also, in addition to doing this show, we're also engaged in, as well as RT, is engaged in rescuing children. So when you look at that, folks, I want you to look at that photo. That's Craig Sawyer. He's an American hero. He's working to rescue children who have been abducted or otherwise abused. He's working with obviously his organization, Vets for Child Rescue, but he's also working with Shatter Ops, teaching Shatter Ops, and helping us rescue children. Randy Taylor is a part of it. Erica Tex is a part of it. I'm a part of it. And that's why some of these broadcasts are abbreviated, because we're doers as well as talkers. Randy Taylor, 30 seconds. Talk to me.
This right here helps that operation, ladies and gentlemen. All right, the coffee. purchase some coffee, some good Hagman coffee. You're helping the children. That money is put to good use. Okay?
All right.
And God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, brother.